Thanking God for initiating a beautiful talk, right? Holy Spirit, don't you want to get filled with the Holy Spirit?
Aj vy má úžasnú úžasný príhovor o Duchu Svetom. Nechcete všetci byť naplnení Duchom Svetým?
So I'm just going to talk about how will you the life will be after you receive the Holy Spirit.
Ja vám porozprávam o tom, ako sa váš život zmení po tom, čo prijmete Ducha Svätého.
Okay. So, you know, I'm a best example for that.
Ja som ten najlepší príklad pre tento prípad.
So I'll be talking about my life before I received the Holy Spirit and the life after I received the Holy Spirit.
A preto vám porozprávam o svojom živote predtým, ako som prijala dar Ducha Svätého a potom, keď som prijala Ducha Svätého.
Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verses 8 says, tell them to take it.
V skutkoch apoštolov
chapter 1 verses 8.
1:8. Môžeme si to pozrieť, skutky apoštolov.
It's after the Gospels, it's a New Testament.
Čiže v Novom zákone.
Got it?
Máte?
All of you read.
Čítajme spolu.
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So what will happen? You will receive power. When Holy Spirit will come upon you, you will be a witness in Jerusalem. First is Jerusalem. Where is your Jerusalem? Oh, I'm sorry.
Čiže na vás zostupí Duch Svätý a dostanete silu a budete mi svedkami v Jeruzaleme. Čiže čo je ten váš Jeruzalem?
So Jerusalem is our home.
Jeruzalem to je náš domov.
Our home means our parents. Okay? Some of you are married here, right? So, husband, wife, children, where we stay is called Jerusalem.
Domov to znamená rodičia, rodina, niektorí z vás ste tu aj už manželstve, čiže domov znamená to, kde sme doma, kde máme rodinu.
So when the Holy Spirit come up, we will be filled with the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Takže keď príjmeme Ducha Svätého, budeme naplnení ovocím Ducha Svätého.
Do they know what are the fruits of the Holy Spirit?
Poznáte, aké je vlastne ovocie Ducha Svätého? Poznáte ovocie Ducha
Svätého? It's Galatians 5:22-23.
Takže môžeme si pozrieť Galatianom.
Galatians chapter 5 verses 22-23.
Galatianom 5:22-23. Ale,
môžeme
to spoločne prečítať. Ale ovocie ducha je láska, radosť, pokoj,
zhovievavosť, láskavosť, dobrota, vernosť,
See, Father Peter and Father Andrew is filled with the Holy Spirit. They don't even look at the Bible. Don't we all want to get filled with those Holy Spirit, fruits of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Don't we want to be loud?
Takže otec Andrej a Peter sú už naplnení Duchom Svätým a nechceme byť všetci naplnení Duchom
Svätým? Duch Svätý. So like I said, the life before filled with the Holy Spirit, I was a very angry person.
Takže ako som hovorila, môj život predtým, ako som bola naplnená Duchom Svätým, vtedy som bola taká hnevlivá osoba.
I'm a mother, I have two children.
Som matka, mám dve deti.
Yeah. So whenever I, you know, they do some mistake, I really get so angry and sometimes to my husband for no reason.
A za každým, keď urobili nejakú chybu, tak som sa častokrát nahnevala a takisto aj na svojho manžela a niekedy naozaj bezdôvodne.
I am sure some of you sitting here are very stubborn and very rebellious, very arguing with the parents.
A som si istá, že aj niektorí z vás, ktorí ste tu, že ste takí tvrdohlaví a rebelskí voči svojim rodičom, že sa s nimi hádate.
And I tell you that's not your mistake because you are not led by the Holy Spirit.
A poviem vám to, že nie je to vaša chyba, lebo nevedie vás Duch Svätý.
So once we start led by the Holy Spirit, you know, our personality changes.
Ale keď nás začne viesť Duch Svätý, tak sa zmení celá naša osobnosť, povaha.
Then we will be able to love everyone.
Potom sme schopní milovať všetkých ľudí.
Then we will be able to understand everyone.
A dokážeme porozumieť ľuďom.
Then we will be patient.
A máme trpezlivosť.
We will be generous.
A sme štedrí.
And we will always give number one priority to God.
A vždy dávame prednosť Bohu. Dávame Boha na prvé miesto.
So that life totally changes.
Takže život sa úplne zmení.
So don't you all want to be filled with those fruits of the Holy Spirit?
A netužite aj vy byť naplnení týmto ovocím ducha, o ktorom sme čítali?
Some of you are very good at home, but argue with the parents, but you are very good outside, right?
A niektorí z vás ste možno veľmi dobrí, keď ste mimo domova, ale s rodičmi sa možno hádate.
So with these 4 days, you know, work hard, you'd say, Jesus, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Takže počas týchto 4 dní naozaj na sebe pracujte, alebo pracujte v tom duchu prosby adresované Ježišovi. Chcem byť naplnený Duchom Svätým.
I want to be a new person.
Chcem sa stať novým človekom.
Like Anish said, do you have a hunger for the Holy Spirit?
Tak ako Anish sa pýtala, túžite, máte túto túžbu hľad po Duchom Svätom?
And you all know your Sunny brother, you know, he's working so hard for the Slovakia mission, right? Because he's filled with the Holy Spirit. Like me and Sunny brother, and Sunny brother is long time given. Me, it was too late, at the age of maybe 50, it's only 8 years back only, I was really, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit. Though I'm a Catholic, you know, go to church, but that was not like a, you know, real worshipping God.
A Sunny napríklad pracuje, pretože je naplnený Duchom Svätým, tak pracuje vlastne pre túto misiu na Slovensku. A ja sama som len posledných 8 rokov vlastne naplnená Duchom Svätým. Od veku 50 rokov, čiže nie je to tak dlho, ale aj hoď predtým som bola katolička, ale nebolo to také práve uctievanie Boha.
I'm a nurse.
A som zdravotná sestra.
I've been in America for last 32 years.
A v Amerike žijem už 32 rokov.
So my first intention to make money, to make more money.
Môj taký prvý úmysel bol zarobiť peniaze.
And, you know, build big houses.
Mať proste veľký dom.
You know, expensive cars.
Drahé auto.
Or luxury, lavish life.
A proste luxusný život.
So we were living like that. We were living like a very lavish, going for movies, enjoying our life. We were living in the world.
Takto sme žili vo svete, taký okazalý, luxusný život. Žili sme vo svete.
My husband was a businessman.
Môj manžel bol businessman.
So we only just, like I said, we only go to church just to socialize, to meet our friends, not really to worship God.
A my sme chodili do kostola len, aby sme boli medzi ľuďmi, aby sme sa stretli s našimi známymi, vôbec nie za účelom uctievať si Boha.
So, like in 2013-14, my husband's business went down, you know, they had to have bankrupted. So we were in big debt.
V roku 2013-14 vlastne zbankrotoval biznis môjho manžela a mali sme veľký dlh.
And can you imagine a person life living in a very luxury life and we are in big debt? What will be that person's mental status?
Tak si predstavte, že v akom duševnom rozpoložení sa nachádza človek, ktorý žil luxusný život a zrazu má dlhy.
How will you say, ask them?
Takže,
will that person
myslíte,
be happy, sad, depressed?
Človek šťastný, smutný, deprimovaný, čo myslíte?
Desperate.
Depressed, yes, I was that.
Ja som bola deprimovaná.
So one day, I worked night shift. Like you told me that, I worked night shift.
Pracovala som na nočnú zmenu.
So I was coming back from work.
A vrátila som sa z práce.
Planning to take my life.
A chcela
to kill myself.
Chcela som si vziať život.
So I was driving and coming, you know, the car stopped in a stop sign.
A tak som bola v aute.
Yeah, there was a prayer book in my car. I never read it. One of my uncle gave it.
Jeden z mojich strikov mi dal vlastne modlitevnú knižku, ktorú som mala vždy v aute, ale nikdy som ju nečítala.
So I opened the prayer book, you know, it's in the stop sign. That page opened, my eye went that there was a Bible verse written, that book of Isaiah, open the Bible, book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verses 20 and 21.
A vlastne, keď som teda bola v tom zastavenom aute, tak som otvorila tú modlitevnú knižku a môj zrak padol na Izajaša
30, chapter 30, verses 20 and 21, please read.
Izajaš 30, verš 20 a 21.
Got it?
2021.
Read.
A dávam chlieb, piesne a vodu úzkosti, a tvoji učiteľia sa viac neschovajú. Očami budeš vidieť svojich učiteľov a ušami počuješ spoza seba slova. Toto je cesta, kráčajte po nej, ak sa odchýlite na pravo či na ľavo.
Ask them what did they understand.
Takže pýta sa, čo ste z toho porozumeli, ako tomu rozumiete? Možný preklad.
Sej, sej, whatever.
Ako tomu rozumiete?
Anyone can say.
Ktokoľvek.
Že po nás povedie, God will
lead us. God will lead us?
Yes, praise the Lord. No matter what comes in our life,
bez ohľadu na to, čo sa stane v našom živote,
there is a God who is watching us.
Boh nad nami drží stráž.
So, you know, I only read one and that word became flesh in me. Means I memorized that verse.
Ja som si to iba prečítala, ale to slovo sa akoby stalo telom vo mne, ja som si zapamätala toto slovo.
Usually if you want to memorize a verse, it takes time, right?
Väčšinou, keď si chcete zapamätať nejaké verše alebo nejaký text, tak to chvíľu trvá, kým sa ho naučíte.
So as I was driving, got home, this verse keep on, you know, coming in my mind. It keep on repeating. I just keep on repeating inside my heart.
A keď ja som pokračovala v ceste autom, tak jednoducho toto slovo sa mi stále obnovovalo, stále som ho počúvala v svojom srdci.
So that really comforted me for a while.
A to mi naozaj prinieslo útechu na nejaký čas.
So that following week in our parish, you know, we were having a convention.
A o týždeň neskôr sme v našej farnosti mali také zhromaždenie.
That was conducted by Reverend Father Sevikan Vattai. Have you heard of him? He's our director. Reverend Father Sevikan.
Otec Sevikan, čo poznáme.
Yeah. So I attended the retreat.
Ktorý viedol on vlastne tú duchovnú obnovu, takže ja som tam išla.
And in that retreat, Ainish and family came to help with the retreat.
A vlastne aj Ainish so svojou rodinou prišli na, vlastne pomáhať na tú obnovu.
Then Ainish and family stayed in my house.
A Ainish so svojou rodinou bývala u mňa v dome.
And you know, I saw their dedication. At that time, Ainish had two kids. The little one was like a diaper baby, maybe 6 months old.
Boli ubytovaní u mňa a videla som, akí sú horliví, akí sú odovzdaní tejto službe. A jedno dieťatko malo len, proste bolo to ešte babetko.
And that really touched my heart, you know, having a family and how dedicated they woke up early in the morning, like 5 o'clock, left home.
A to sa ma naozaj dotklo, že má takúto rodinu, že má malé deti a že vstane o 5 ráno a takýmto spôsobom slúži.
So, you know, I was just talking when she came back after one day. So I talked to her and then she said, you know, she called me Chechi, you know, you wanted to come with me to, you know, go work for the kingdom of God. So at that time I didn't know how to pray.
Takže potom som sa vlastne s ňou rozprávala, keď prišla späť ako k nám. A vlastne akoby ona ma pozvala do tej služby. Ja som v tom čase ešte sa nevedela ani modliť.
And I don't read no English Bible, you know, I read in my language Bible.
Ja som tedy ešte nečítala ani Bibliu v angličtine, čítala som vo svojom rodnom jazyku.
So I said, I do not know anything.
A povedala som jej, ja nič neviem.
But she said, okay, just come on.
A ona povedala, nevadí, len proste poď s nami.
Yeah. So I just went, you know, shortly then, since then, Holy Spirit is guiding me, praise the Lord.
A vlastne ja som takto začala a odvtedy ma vedie Duch Svätý.
So the God does not look at your qualification.
Takže Boh sa nepozerá na tvoje nejaké kvalifikácie.
He just want your presence. Yes, Lord, here I am.
On chce len tvoju prítomnosť a tvoj súhlas. Áno, Pane, tu som.
So, you know, the life after is so beautiful.
A život potom už je nádherný.
Work for the kingdom of God.
Tá práca pre Božie kráľovstvo.
Though I'm not a good preacher or anything, but I like to pray.
A hoci ja nie som nejaká skvelá v tom kazaní, ohlasovaní, ale rada sa modlím.
So, you know, we go to every retreat. I used to go with Ainish like this to retreats.
A tak som chodila, zvykala som chodiť na každú obnovu s Ainish.
I'm so thankful to God. It's been 7-8 years.
A ďakujem za to Bohu, že je to už 7-8 rokov.
So think of that, you know, God is not looking at each one of you uniquely, you know. He has eye on you, every one of you here.
Takže myslíte na to, že Boh sa na každého jedného z vás pozerá jedinečným spôsobom a vidí každého jedného z vás.
God has a plan for each one of you.
A má plán pre každého jedného.
Now when we look at the Bible,
a Biblii,
you see the disciples of Jesus, right? And like I said, they, who were they? They were just fishermen.
Čítame o Ježišových učeníkoch a kto boli jeho učeníci? To boli len vlastne rybári.
They did not go to college, they did not study any theology.
Nemali vzdelanie, neštudovali teológiu.
But those are the disciples went around the world.
Ale títo učeníci išli do celého sveta.
And preached the gospel.
A hlasali evangelium.
And all these Christians came up, right?
A jednoducho z toho vzišlo toľko veľa kresťanov.
Is everyone in the world is Christians?
Je každý vo svete kresťanom?
Yes or yes?
No.
No, yes, no, right? I said yes to that no. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11.
Philippians. Filipanom 4.
Chapter 2.
Philippians. Filipanom 2.
Chapter 2, verses 10 and 11.
10-11. Čiže Filipanom 2, 10-11.
It says, one thing.
Aby sa na meno Ježiš zohol každé koleno v nebi, na zemi i pod svetí, a aby každý jazyk vyznával Ježiš, Kristus je Pán.
So that is one of the promise of Jesus Christ, isn't it?
Takže to je vlastne jedno akoby prísľubenie Ježiša.
So that has to be fulfilled through each one of you here.
A to musí byť naplnené skrze každého jedného z nás, ktorí sme tu prítomní.
Like I said earlier, Sunny brother, isn't it? Sunny brother comes here, he comes to the community. He is very supportive, right? You have to be, each one of you have to be like Sunny brother.
Ako som spomínala, že Sunny, ktorý chodí a vlastne pomáha v tejto komunite, pomáha ohlasovať tak a vlastne
work for the kingdom
of God. Takýmto spôsobom pracuje pre Božie kráľovstvo, do ktorého do tejto práce sme my povoláni.
You can do many things for the kingdom of God, right?
A každý môže robiť veľa vecí pre Božie kráľovstvo.
Every one of you are gifted.
Každý z vás má nejaký svoj dar.
Your time, your talents, your treasures.
Svoj talent, svoje nejaké poklady.
To be used for the kingdom of God.
Aby ste mohli byť použití pre Božie kráľovstvo.
So all that has been done only when we completely submerged in the power of the Holy Spirit.
A toto všetko sa začne až vtedy, keď sme úplne ponorení v moci Ducha Svätého.
So like I said the before, number one is your personality. There will be changes in your personal life. Number two, you will be a servant of God, disciple of Christ.
Takže poprvé sa zmení vaša osoba, osobnosť, a po druhé stanete sa služobníkom Ježiša Krista.
And when you start working for the kingdom of God, God will pour more mercy, more power on you.
Keď začnete pracovať pre Božie kráľovstvo, Boh vyleje ešte viac milosti a viac moci na vas.
Then you will see a lot of healing take place through you. See, Ainish was telling morning about a healing, isn't it? A person doing a healing ministry. Even this Ainish also through her, there's a lot of healing take place because she works for the kingdom of God.
Takže potom budete vidieť veľa ovocia, napríklad aj to uzdravovanie v službe Bohu, takisto ako aj Aniš o tom hovorila dnes ráno, a to uzdravovanie sa deje aj v službe Aniš.
So once we put our step to work for the kingdom, then you know, God will pour out. It's not Aniš doing, it is the God working through her.
Takže keď vykročíme v tej práci pre pána, tak ako pre Ainish, to nie je ona, ktorá to robí, ale Boh skrze ňu to robí.
So the work, you know, that means you have to have that passionately love Jesus.
Čiže tu je dôležité, aby sme vášnivo, horlivo milovali Ježiša.
We all have Holy Spirit.
Každý z nás má Ducha Svätého.
Do you know how we have Holy Spirit? Ask them.
Viete, ako to je, že máme Ducha Svätého?
Through baptism and confirmation.
Takže Ducha Svätého sme prijali v krste a v birmovaní.
So we do have Holy Spirit, we need to ignite that Holy Spirit.
Takže Ducha Svätého máme, ale potrebujeme ho rozpáliť, ho zapáliť.
So for to ignite that Holy Spirit, you all are here.
A práve preto ste aj vy tu prítomní dnes.
So these 4 days, you know, have a great hunger.
Aj počas týchto 4 dní, buďte teda horliví, majte veľkú túžbu.
So completely surrender into the hands of the Lord.
Úplne sa odovzdajte do Božích rúk.
And God will do wonders through you all.
A Boh skrze vás bude konať zázraky.
Do you believe?
Veríte tomu?
Yes. You say, I can do it.
Povedzte si, ja to dokážem, môžem to.
And when we read all Acts of Apostles, the work of the Apostles, right?
Keď čítame o skutkoch apoštolov, o práci apoštolov.
Yeah. So there are so many examples, I'm not going in detail. You know, who was St. Paul before?
Je tam množstvo príkladov. Viete napríklad, kým bol Svätý Pavol predtým, než pred premenou.
Answer,
vie niekto?
His name was Saul, right?
A volal sa Šavol.
He had an encounter with Jesus one time.
A potom sa jedenkrát stretol s Ježišom.
See, after that, he changed, radically changed, right?
Ktorý ho radikálne premenil.
And then what did he do?
A čo robil potom?
He went and preached the good news everywhere.
Potom vyšiel a hlásil evanjelium všade.
Was it an easy job?
Bolo to jednoduchá práca?
No.
You all read St. Paul's letters?
Čítali ste jeho listy? Apoštola Pavla?
You all should read.
Čítajte ich.
Read, when you read, you will see the St. Paul, so many hardships, so many trials. I think the second book of Corinthians chapter 11, it talks about sufferings of an apostle. But still he never turned back.
V tých listoch vidíme, koľko veľa trápení a úskalí on musel prejsť v svojom živote. Je to aj v liste Korintianom.
First
Corinthians? Second Corinthians.
V druhom liste Korintianom tiež sa o tom píše. So in our life also,
takisto v našom živote.
We will also face through many trials.
Nás budú čakať rôzne skúšky.
Many hardship.
Úskalia, trápenia.
Many persecution.
Prenasledovanie.
Maybe illnesses.
Možno aj choroby.
But nothing should turn you back.
Ale nič by nás nemalo odradiť.
Because why we have to work hard for the kingdom of God?
Prečo potrebujeme vlastne tvrdo, ako keby pracovať, vyvíjať to veľké úsilie na práci pre Božie kráľovstvo?
Because our final destination to heaven.
Pretože našim cieľom je nebo.
So are you ready for that?
A ste na to pripravení?
Áno.
Yes. Ready?
Yes.
Very good. You know, back in US, back in America,
America,
we have ministry. The ministry we work anointing for Catholic ministry.
Máme vlastne tú službu, katolickú službu.
We have many youths working for the kingdom of God.
A kde sa zapája mnoho mladých ľudí do služby pre Božie kráľovstvo.
And I'm sure you guys also do some of the works here, right?
A určite aj vy tu sa zapájate do nejakej služby.
Are you all active in any kind of ministry?
Ste aktívni v nejakej službe?
Very good. I know you all are very powerful, but that's why God, Holy Spirit had arranged this retreat to give you more power, to get more Holy Spirit in you, to work more powerfully for the kingdom of God.
Som si istá, že máte už teraz moc Ducha Svätého, keď slúžite, ale práve preto ste boli povoláni prísť sa na toto miesto, aby ste boli ešte viac aby ste dostali ešte väčšiu moc, väčšiu sílu Ducha Svätého.
Turn to your left and right, say you will be a fire after this retreat.
Poď svojmu susedovi, po tejto obnove budeš budeš ako vatra.
Fine. Just take Wisdom 3:7. Wisdom 3:7.
Aha, čiže kniha múdrosti 3:7. Skvieť sa budú v čase svojho navštívenia.
The time of their visitation, they'll shine forth, will run like sparks through the stubble. What do you say for stubble here?
Trstinu.
Hay, isn't it? If you put a spark of fire into that big top stubble. Hay, what do you say for that?
Iskrice z trstinu.
What will happen? It will burn, fire, right? Small spark. Really small spark, that's good enough. You claim that word of God and say, in the time of, I want a fire in it.
Čiže tá iskra, aj keď je to len iskra, tak zapáli natoľko, že to vyvolá veľký oheň. A takisto aj vy môžete si pýtať takýto veľký, veľký zápal, veľký oheň Ducha Svätého.
Can you all stand up for a minute and then we can sing a Holy Spirit song?
Môžeme si len na chvíľočku postaviť a zaspievať pieseň Duchu Svätého.
The smartest will guide us in the sing a Holy Spirit and then hunger for that. You know, Holy Spirit, I want to be get filled with the Holy Spirit.
Takže prežívajte túto túžbu po Duchu Svätom.
I want all the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Pýtajte si, chcem všetko to ovocie Ducha Svätého.
Wherever I need, wherever I'm lacking the fill of Holy Spirit, I want Holy Spirit to work on them.
V každej oblasti, kde mi to chýba, kde potrebujem, nech príde a doplní mi to Duch Svätý.
I want to be new person in Christ.
Kristovi túžim byť novým človekom.
Use me, Lord.
Použij si ma, Pane.
Take me, Lord.
Vezmi si ma, Pane.
Cast out everything which keep me away from the love of Holy Spirit.
Oddeľ ma od všetkého, čo mňa oddeľuje od Ducha Svätého.
Jesus, so send me. Since I'm
please sit down.
Môžem si sadnúť?
So in order to get receive Holy Spirit is free, but it is not cheap.
Duch Svätý je zdarma, ale nie je lacný.
So we need to do some homework.
Takže my preto potrebujeme niečo urobiť.
Can anyone guess what is our homework?
Uhádol by niekto, čo je to, čo potrebujeme robiť?
Say for example, if you have a friend.
Napríklad, ak máte priateľa.
If you are not close to him.
Ale nie, nemáte blízky vzťah.
Like you only meet him once in a while.
A stretávate sa len raz za čas.
And the person who, there's another friend who whom you talk every day.
Ale máte iného priateľa, s ktorým sa rozprávate každý deň.
So when you need any help, who will be coming first to help you?
Tak keď budete potrebovať pomoc, ktorý z nich príde vám na pomoc ako prvý?
The one who you post. Same way, you know, you have to be in communion with the God every day.
A rovnako tak potrebujeme byť spojení s Bohom každý deň.
Don't you approach your dad if you need something special?
Takže chodíme za otcom len vtedy, keď potrebujeme od neho niečo špeciálne.
Right?
Idete za svojím otcom, keď od neho, to je vlastne otázka, že idete za svojím otcom, keď od neho niečo potrebujete, však.
So in order to receive anything from God, we need to be very close to him.
A tak aj keď máme niečo prijať od otca, od Boha, tak potrebujeme byť blízko Bohu.
That's only through prayer.
A to získavame modlitbou.
Like I said before,
ako som už spomenula,
my life before, you know, having life in spirit, you know, when I was in the world.
Ako som už spomínala, bola som predtým vo svete, pred naplnením Duchom Svätým.
When I'm having day of days.
A keď som mala voľno.
I'll be going around shopping.
Tak som chodila nakupovať.
Spending so much money.
A minula som veľa peňazí.
But once I received the Holy Spirit,
ale potom, ako som prijala Ducha Svätého,
once I experienced the love of Christ,
a prežila Kristovu lásku,
once I know that Jesus is alive,
a keď som pochopila, že Ježiš je živý,
once I know He is the one who will give me anything and everything,
že On mi dá všetko a čokoľvek,
I just want to be with Him.
Potom už chcem byť len s Ním.
So I like to spend most of the time.
A tak rada trávim väčšinu času
sitting in front of Blessed Sacrament.
A pred oltárnou sviatosťou.
Believe me. Believe?
Verte mi.
That if you all going through any struggles.
Že ak prechádzate akýmikoľvek ťažkostiami.
Nothing is impossible with the Lord.
Bohu nie je nič nemožné.
Just be in His presence.
Len zotrvávajte v Jeho prítomnosti.
And you know, I told I'm a nurse.
Ako som spomínala, som zdravotná sestra.
Before I used to do double, triple duty. I don't know here how you do that. How do you say that? Overtime? You know, overtime?
Predtým som robievala nadčasy, akoby sa spojené dve alebo tri služby do jednej.
But I know, made lot of money.
Zarábala som dobré peniaze.
But everything went in the trash.
Ale všetko som vyhodila von oknom.
Now I only do one job.
Teraz vlastne mám len akoby jeden úväzok.
And my husband doesn't work either.
A môj manžel nepracuje.
He is full-time ministry also.
On vlastne sa venuje službe, takisto na plný úväzok.
And God provides everything for us.
A Boh sa o nás stará a všetko nám dáva, čo potrebujeme.
So money is not everything.
Peniaze nie sú všetko.
Be with the Lord is everything.
Ale byť s Pánom je všetko.
Amen. Amen.
Every day, you know, she sleep. Can I add something here? I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I interrupt? After Holy Spirit came to her, she's sleeps only 3-4 hours every day.
Potom, čo je naplnil Duch Svätý.
Does that scare you?
Tak spal len 3-4
hodiny.
Like Eilish said, no, the energy comes from the Holy Spirit.
Takže ako hovorí, tú energiu mám z Ducha Svätého.
Like before coming here, I worked 5 nights straight.
Predtým, ako som sem prišla, som pracovala 5 nocí za sebou, 5 večerov za sebou.
Then 24 hours were our travel.
Potom sme 24 hodín cestovali.
I did not sleep.
Ja som nespala.
I was praying for you all.
Modlila som sa za vás.
And you know, yesterday, last night, I slept good.
Včera som sa
Because of me, Sister Meera didn't sleep.
Včera som sa dobre vyspala, ale kvôli mne nespala zase Sister Meera.
Even I can sleep and drive too. Don't do that.
Ja dokážem aj spať a zároveň šoferovať, ale to si neskúšajte.
Who is driving for me? Who is driving for me?
Kto ma odvezie? Kto vezie? Kto ma vezie?
Jesus. Jesus is with me. Jesus is with me. I'm telling you, I cannot explain.
Nedokážem to vysvetliť.
The life in spirit is totally different.
Život v Duchu Svätom je úplne iný.
I know fathers, Father Andre, Father Peter, they have dedicated their life to Jesus, right?
A otec Andrej, otec Peter odovzdali svoj život Kristovi.
In the same way, we can also dedicate our life to Jesus.
Takisto aj my môžeme odovzdať, venovať svoj život Kristovi.
Some are chosen for priest.
Niekto je určený pre kňazstvo.
Some are chosen for nuns.
Niekto je určený pre reálny život.
Some are called to family life.
A niekto iný zase do rodinného života.
The best example I can give the family life, Irish family.
Taký najlepší príklad, aký môžem uviesť, je rodina Irish.
She has 3 sons.
Má troch synov.
Is it easy to take care of 3 sons? 18-year-old, 13-year-old and 8-year-old.
Je to jednoduché starať sa o troch synov, 18-ročného, 13-ročného a 8-ročného.
And she has a wonderful husband.
A má úžasného manžela.
Most of the time she's traveling.
A väčšinu času ona cestuje.
And her, she has a beautiful family life also.
Ale má aj nádherný rodinný život.
So, what does that teach us?
Čo nám to ukazuje?
Everyone can work for the kingdom of God.
Každý človek môže pracovať pre Božie kráľovstvo.
What she said?
Amen.
Some of you are not married. You know, you start praying for your vocations now itself. I'm sure they all are praying.
A niektorí z vás sa teraz ešte stále modlite, aké je vaše povolanie v živote?
Maybe everyone is not called to go out and preach the good news.
Možno nie každý je povolaný hlásať evanjelium.
Maybe be a role model around in your family.
Takže vyjde niekam kázať, ale môžete byť akoby takým vzorom vo svojej rodine.
In your friend circle.
Pre svojich priateľov.
In your school.
Vo svojej škole.
Wherever you are.
Kamkoľvek pôjdete.
They should see the difference in you.
Mali by vidieť na vás ten rozdiel.
Like I said before, nothing is impossible by Lord.
A tak ako som už hovorila, Bohu nie je nič nemožné.
Everybody is so silent, why?
Si tak ticho?
Am I shocking you all?
Šokovalo vás to?
Yes or yes?
Áno, alebo áno.
Is it hard?
Je to ťažké?
I don't think so.
Nemyslím.
It's easy. And I'm so happy you all are called this early. You all got called to work for the kingdom, you know. Listen to the word of God, listen to be with Jesus. It's amazing, it's beautiful.
A som rada, že vás všetkých Boh povoláva, aby ste mu načúvali, aby ste slúžili Bohu.
Because this worldly pleasure only give like momentary pleasure, the worldly life.
Pretože radosti sveta prinášajú len chvíľkové potešenie.
But the life with Jesus is everlasting pleasure.
Ale život s Ježišom je večná radosť.
Like Matthew chapter 28 verse 20 says part B, I will be with you at the end of the age.
Matthew
chapter 28 verse 20.
Matúš 28, 20. A hľa, ja som s vami po všetky
dni.
Som s vami po všetky dni až do skončenia sveta.
Got it? It says, I will be with you at the end of the age. Can anyone else promise? Can anyone else promise you that?
Môže nám niekto iný prisľúbiť?
Can your parents say they'll be with you forever?
Môžu vaši rodičia vám?
Can your brother, sister say they'll be with you forever?
No.
Can your boyfriend say?
No.
Husband, nobody, isn't it? Nobody will be with you forever. But there is one person will be with you forever. Who is that?
Jesus.
Oh, sorry.
I forget. Nikto vám nemôže pristúpiť, ani mama, otec, brat, sestra, že z vami bude do skončenia sveta iba Ježiš.
Got it? Mm-hmm. So don't you want to love Jesus? Don't you want to be a friend of Jesus?
Yes.
Ježišom?
So hunger for the Holy Spirit, because we are the body of the Holy Spirit, and he said in the morning, isn't it? You are the temple of God. Holy Spirit dwells in you. There is a Holy Spirit in you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Preto majte túžbu po Duchu Svetom, pretože my sme chrám Ducha Svetého, sme údy Kristovho tela.
Then I forget. So the Holy Spirit is in you. You just have to ignite that Holy Spirit.
Takže vo vás je Duch Svätý a stačí ho rozhorieť, rozhorliť.
Remember, this body belongs to Holy Spirit.
Takže toto telo patrí Duchu Svätému.
You are only giving a shape to the Holy Spirit.
Vy ste ako keby len ten tvar, tá forma Ducha Svätého.
Got it? So, God does not, you know, you can enjoy your world also, you know, being with the Holy Spirit, you know, every time, being communion with the Holy Spirit, like how you talk to a friend.
A preto môžete každý deň sa rozprávať s Duchom Svätým a byť v spojení s Duchom Svätým, tak ako sa každý deň môžete rozprávať so svojimi priateľmi.
Before you do anything, you ask Holy Spirit, can I do this?
A skôr než niečo začnete robiť, pýtajte sa Ducha Svätého, môžem toto robiť? Mám do toho ísť?
Holy Spirit, should I say this?
Mal by som toto povedať?
Always acknowledge the Holy Spirit in you.
A vždycky jednoducho komunikujte s Duchom Svätým.
Then Holy Spirit will guide you always.
A potom vás Duch Svätý vždy bude viesť.
Any questions?
Máte nejaké otázky?